Classic Hits Sports Presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Skip pass here from Crowley. Back up top Oreta to Crowley on the right wing. Down low, Bartlett spins to the right side. 8-footer off the glass, up and in. And Elm Creek has come out in the second half with a little more fire in their belly, and it's 33-29.
Tonight, it's the quarterfinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament from Pleasanton. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Baseline right side, Caleb Pritchard into Reese. Reese in the double team, off the glass, up and in. Garrett is doing a great job of catching the ball in traffic. He's made a couple of nice one-handed catches, and he's got 16 points.
In game one tonight, it's a battle of fourth and fifth seeds as Loomis takes on Elm Creek. Game two this evening features top-seeded Bulldogs battling the Elwood Pirates. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Dudo right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Pleasanton High School. Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament brings us to game two of our quarterfinals here tonight in Pleasanton between the top seed and host Bulldogs and the eighth seed Pirates of Elwood. With our producer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. The first game here tonight went to the Loomis Wolves. They pulled away in the fourth quarter for a 46-35 win over Elm Creek. Clay McNall led the way with 12 points, 10 for Jamison Bartruff and 9 for Parker Lindstrom. For Elm Creek, they got 9 points and 11 rebounds from Jacob Bartling in the ball game, 8 from Zach Crowley, and 7 from Kyler Beck. So Loomis will await the winner of this ball game Friday night at 6:15 at the Viero Event Center in Kearney in the first boys' semifinal. In the second boys' semifinal, it will be Eustace Farnham, a 41-34 winner over the SEM Mustangs, and they will play the Overton Axtell winner, and they're just underway in Overton, and we'll have score updates on that ball game for you as well. We'll take a break. Be back with the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show as Pleasanton hosts Elwood right after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's ball game between Pleasanton and Elwood. Starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, where they take care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. For the Elwood Pirates, number 12 is a 5'9 sophomore, Spencer Ginnison. Number 20 is a 6-foot junior, Colton Heckbart. Number 40 is a 6'1 junior, Carl Einsfar. Number 42 is a 6'2 senior, Nate Feeney. And number 44, 6'4 junior, Jonathan Weber. The head coach of the Elwood Pirates is Kurt Bonchoff, assisted by J.P. Roberts. The Pirates are 5-11 on the season, and they advanced on out of Saturday's play-in game with a win over Wilcox Hildreth. For Pleasanton, number 12 is a 5'6 junior, Austin Pates. Number 14 is a 6'1 senior, Cole Pritchard. Number 20 is a 5'10 junior, Caleb Pritchard. Number 22 is a 5'9 junior, Colin Janicek. And number 44 is a 6'1 senior, Garrett Reese, the head coach of the Bulldogs. Bill Giffen, assisted by John Klosterman and Tyler Tarkington. They're 12-3 on the season, ranked 7th in D2. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
tip will be controlled by the Pleasanton Bulldogs in the Battle of Big Men. Reese jumping it up there against Weber. And we're going to see a 1-3-1 zone and a start with a three-point bucket. No, a two-point bucket, but it's still good by Caleb Pritchard. And Pleasanton hits their first shot of the ball game. It's 2-0. They'll put some pressure on. Again, the first meeting of the year between these teams. Pleasanton had an easy 64-38 win on the second Saturday in December. Right now, though, you never know. Last night, the girls won 8. Was a 70-63 ball game between Amherst and Axtell, and a great basketball game, so you never know what to expect. But Elwood does throw it away here on their opening possession, and back over it goes to the Amherst Broncos. 12-3 on the season. Their three losses to some pretty good teams this season as well, and we'll tell you about that a little bit later on. Right now, our first foul of the game is going to be called on Carl Einspar with a blocking foul down along the baseline here on Elwood. Inbounds pass for Pleasanton out to Pates. Three-point land, comes down the middle of the lane, throws up a one-hand floater, and it's in. And when Pleasanton makes shots, they're almost impossible to beat. They're always pretty disciplined. They put that pressure on. Elwood has it stolen away at midcourt in that pressure. Numbers aren't there as the steal was made by Caleb Pritchard. So he'll bring it across and give it off to Colin Janicek. Swing it left side, Pates for three, and it's in. 7-0, three shots, three buckets, timeout, Elwood, and we're not a minute and a half in. 6:48 to go here in the first quarter of play, and Pleasanton has drained their first three shots. 7-0, we'll be right back.
Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 on the web at kkpr.com. Out of the Elwood timeout, trying to work against the Pleasanton defensive pressure, and Pleasanton able to strip it away again at midcourt. They just throw that trap on against the big guys. Sneak in there, and Pates fires another three. This one is no good. Offensive rebound, though, put back up and in by Cole Pritchard. And it is already 9-0 Pleasanton here in the opening minutes of this quarterfinal boys basketball game at FKC. This time Elwood will break the press. They'll get it up top to Weber. Weber swings it over to Spencer Gittison. Back up top to Weber. Left side against the man-to-man. Elwood would love to be able to post up and use some of their height here. Garrett Reese in this game is covering Einspar, so that's the matchup you want to watch. And really, for being 6'4", Weber's outside the paint quite a bit. They get it down to Einspar, double team, kick it back up top for the three, and it's up and in. Colton Hackbart hits the first bucket of the ball game here for Elwood, and it's 9-3. Pleasanton with the lead. Quickly up the floor they go. Caleb Pritchard comes into the paint, dishes it off to Reese. Reese puts it up and in, and a foul to go along with it. Garrett Reese. Everybody knows how good a football player he is, but boy, oh boy, has he had a great season on the basketball court. And the foul on Elwood will go against Nate Feeney. And the free throw by Reese on the way, and it is short. The ball will go to Elwood. That's about the only thing that isn't really stellar in Garrett's game, and that's the free throw shooting. He does struggle from the line a little bit, not usually as bad as the one he just threw up there. And now a steal in the backcourt by Cole Pritchard, putting that pressure on, just leaping out of the gym to go up in the air and take it away. Pates, unguarded, top of the circle, decides to bring it in the paint. Jump stop, they'll get him with a walk. He tried one too many hops in there, and Pleasanton will turn it over for the first time in a basketball game. Huskers and K-State playing basketball tonight, and the Huskers not doing so well. 30-14 Wildcats. Always happens, doesn't it? Here's a runner down the lane that's thrown up by Gittison. No good. Rebound brought down by Cole Pritchard. And up the floor come the Bulldogs again. Cut off from the baseline, so they'll reverse it out to Pates in the left-hand corner. Open three on the way by Janicek. No good. Long rebound pulled down by the Pirates. Hackbart has the first rebound of the game for Elwood. And up the floor comes Spencer Gittison. Gittison, center circle, nearly dropped his foot back for an over and back. Behind the back to Carl Einspar. Einspar needs some help. Now it'll be an over and back. Oh, no. Going to say no over and back. Looks like they say the ball was tipped, or at least that's what they're going to tell Coach Bill Giffen. And Elwood will get another opportunity here. Cates reaching in, trying to knock the ball away from Gittison, right up on him. He'll make the pass to Weber, back to Gittison. Elwood just not moving fast enough here against this speedy ball club. Try to set some picks, and it's stripped away again. Caleb Pritchard has the steal. Fifth turnover for Elwood here in the first quarter. 11-3, Pleasanton. Advance pass to Pritchard is a beauty. Caleb Pritchard saw Cole out of the corner of his eye and made a wicked bounce pass through the lane, and they hit the layup to make it 13-3. Ball knocked away, and checking into the ball game now for Pleasanton will be Derek Tolles and Casey Janicek. So Coach Giffen able to go to the bench fairly early here. And the ball knocked away again. Elwood having trouble hanging on to the ball. We're going to see some folks come into the ball game. They get it to Cole Pritchard, and Cole's going to put the jumper up and in, and another steal. And the wheels are falling off right now for Elwood in the first quarter. And a foul on the Pirates. Looks like this one's going to go on Spencer Gittison, and we are going to get a timeout here. There's a lot of game left, and Kurt Bonjoff doesn't want his team to continue to play this way, get some things turned around here. With 3:56 to go in the first quarter, Pleasanton 15 and Elwood 3. We'll be right back.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
The Elwood timeout, it'll be Pleasanton basketball. Underneath their own hoop here, finding a way to extend their lead. It's 15-3 already, Bulldogs in the FKC tournament. Janicek gives it off to Pritchard. From the top of the circle, he'll put the jumper up. One doesn't actually go in, and it goes out of bounds off the Bulldogs. So Elwood will have the basketball in the ball game for Elwood. Adrian Eggers, a 6'4 junior, came in during that break. And also checking in was Wyatt Robb. Eggers has it at midcourt, puts the ball above his head, swings it over to Colton Hackbart. Hackbart swings it to Jacob Schmeckley, who also came in during the timeout. So Coach Bonjoff going to try and change it up with some different personnel. Working it around the perimeter here against the man-to-man. Get a little opening there. Feeney gets it down to the baseline, but then the ball is dropped and turned over by the Pirates. Picking up the loose ball. No numbers for Colin Janicek. Swings it right side to Tolles. Back to Janicek. Open three. Top of the key. Good. Colin Janicek hits his first bucket of the ball game, and it is 18-3. Elwood in trouble early on here against the Bulldogs. Pleasanton and Loomis already looking like a possibility here. Close to a 10-second call, so the ball's just thrown to the other end, and Elwood's actually going to get a shot off the deal, and they're going to score. Adrian Eggers on a great play by Wyatt Robb. The ball was almost up in the rafters just to avoid the 10-second count, and Robb just tipped it back into play, and he tipped it right to Eggers, who was unguarded underneath. And it's the second bucket here for Elwood. So they actually get a bounce to go their way. And inside, another bucket up and in by the Bulldogs. Looks like Caleb Pritchard, as there was a whole bunch of defenders in there, found a way to get it up and in. 20-5 Pleasanton. Elwood breaks the press. Into the front court they go. Robb kicks it off on the left wing to Hackbert. Up top, the jumper from 16, Feeney. No good. Rebound brought down by the red and white. Caleb Pritchard will have it. Long outlet pass, attacking the goal, putting it up. Janicek can't get an offensive rebound. Casey Janicek, no good. Ball still being batted around, and finally grabbed by the Pirates. Nate Feeney will have his first rebound. Into the front court come the Elwood Pirates, trying to post up down low, a little pushing and shoving. Up top, Eggers fires the 16-footer, rattles in and out, no good. Cole Pritchard with his third rebound. Gives it off to Janicek. Colin dumps it into the right-hand corner. Pull-up jumper on the way by Caleb Pritchard is up and in. 6 points by Caleb Pritchard. Pleasanton wanted to call a timeout to get some kids in, but it didn't happen. And now Elwood Cherry picks to the other end, and Nate Feeney is wide open for the layup. So Nate will score his first bucket. 22-7 Pleasanton. Minute 20 to go here. Three-pointer on the way, and this one is off the mark that time by Caleb Pritchard. And the ball pulled down by Hackbart. Been a long time since we've had a whistle. There's a lot of kids waiting to check in the ball game as they try to go back door here into Wyatt Robb. Covered there by Tolles. Kicks it back out top to Eggers. Eggers looks for somebody to throw the ball to. Minute to go, first quarter, 22-7 Elwood. Trailing here at Pleasanton. Ball in the hands of Schmeckley. Schmeckley hands it off to Robb over his head. Robb saves it, but out of bounds it goes to Pleasanton as he threw it back into Tolles. Fast break the other way. Pleasanton drops the ball. We're going to get a jump, and the arrow points the way of Elwood with just 38 seconds. Checking back in, Garrett Reese, Austin Pates for Elwood, John Weber, Spencer Gittison. Elwood will have the basketball, and Pleasanton will drop the pressure off, already leading it by 15. Into the front court with it will be the Pirates, Spencer Gittison. Picks his dribble up, needs some help, fires it to the top of the circle to Weber. Weber on the wing, back out to Weber. John swings it between the circles to Schmeckley. And Elwood continues to be patient right now, makes the pass down on the low block, and they're going to call Pates for the reach-in foul. First foul of the ball game on Pleasanton with 16 seconds to go here in the quarter. Inbounds pass, jumper from the corner, no good. Rebound brought down by Garrett Reese. Reese with the outlet pass to the other end. Little two-on-one. They get it underneath. Tolles can't finish. Rebound brought down Cody Janicek. Janicek will put it up and in, and that will be the end of the first quarter of play. And after one quarter of play here at Pleasanton, it is the Bulldogs 24 and Elwood 7. We'll be back with more FKC basketball in a minute.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today. You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. A big thank you, as always, to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. And to start the second quarter, Cole Pritchard's going to fire at three and hit the three. And that makes it 27-7, Pleasanton leading the Elwood Pirates. Through the first quarter over at Overton, Axtell has the lead, 10-5 over the Overton Eagles after one quarter, and that's got a little rivalry to it as well, so you knew Axtell was going to come out ready to go. Elwood ball here. Lob it out on the left wing. Get it into the hands there of Hackbart. Back down towards midcourt to Jonathan Weber. Bounce pass right side to Schmeckley. Schmeckley up top to Gittison against the man-to-man defense here of the Bulldogs. Swing it into the left-hand corner to Weber. Weber tries to force it inside. Pates is there, knocks it away. Tenth turnover by Elwood. Pates will bring it up the floor, hit the trailer. Janicek throws it over to Pritchard, tries to force it inside. Reese outmuscles everybody for it, throws it back out. Faking the three and taking a 17-footer. Off the mark is Caleb Pritchard. Offensive rebound by Cole Pritchard. Kicks it out for another three. That's up and in by Colin Janicek. And good ball movement once again by the Bulldogs, who are already running away with this contest. Left elbow with it for the Elwood Pirates is going to be Einspar. Kicks it out to Gittison. Gittison got by his man. Gets into Reese. Goes around. Reese tries to make a bounce pass. Instead of shooting it, we're going to end up with a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Elwood. And back into the ball game, Nate Feeney here for the Elwood Pirates. looking, and just lobbing it out there. Feeney has it, and then turns and hands it back off to Spencer Gittison. Gittison dribbles all the way out to midcourt. Still dribbling. Pace on him. Brings it to the right-hand corner. Now throws it all the way back up top into the hands of Hackbart. Hackbart, a couple of dribbles to the right side. Down on the low block, they'll go to Feeney. Turnaround jumper up and in for Nate. Second follow the bucket of the ball game for Nate Feeney. 30-9, Pleasanton. Up the floor they come. Pates unguarded. So is Cole Pritchard, and Cole will take it up and in. Get it down on the low block and make it 32-9. Reese was right there for him. 6 minutes to go in the first half. And Elwood just has run into a hot shooting Pleasanton team, and the hotter they get, the easier the shot seems to be, as Elwood having trouble staying interested here. And down low, Reese knocks it out of the hands of Carl Einspar and makes the steal. Reese with a good defense down low. Up the floor, Pace is open, takes one dribble, gets it into Reese. Reese puts it up off the glass and scores. 4 points for Garrett Reese. 34-9. Elwood into the front court. Spencer Gittison has the basketball to Weber. Weber, a couple of dribbles. Now back cut. Nice pass underneath, but no shot. Hackbart couldn't get it away. He'll get it down low to Einspar. Wraparound pass to Feeney. Finally out top for a three-pointer. It's no good by Gittison. And the rebound brought down by Cole Pritchard. Fifth board for Pritchard. Now Reese at the other end takes it to the goal and scores. Garrett Reese with an easy bucket, as he has 6 points now here in the first half. Pleasanton's going to mass sub at the next break. Elwood runs some offense up top to Einspar. Carl holds it. Needs somebody to throw it to now as he picks his dribble up to Weber. Weber on the right wing. One dribble. Back low to Feeney. Feeney on the low block. Nice bounce pass back door. Open for an easy layup. Carl Einspar. And there's a well-executed offensive set by the Pirates. 36-11. Bulldogs with the lead. 4.5 to go here. First half. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Elwood in his zone. Well, I guess not really a zone, more of a man-to-man. They were kind of standing around, and that's how Garrett Reese gets underneath to lay it up and score. Reese with the bucket. He now has 8. And Pleasanton able to score on just about every possession so far here in the first half. Pirate basketball knocked away. The steal is made by Cole Pritchard. Pritchard looks for the outlet, Pates. Pates will bring it across the front court, left side. Crossover dribble, works to the baseline. He wants the shot, came up short. Ball is going to be pulled down by Einspar. His first rebound, and the ball gets knocked out of bounds, staying with Elwood. Into the ball game for Pleasanton, Jason Nichols, Clay Weber, Derek Coles, Casey Janicek, and Cody Janicek with 3:55 to go here in the first half of play. Earlier tonight, Loomis, a 46-35 winner over Elm Creek, so they will play the winner Friday night at 6:15 at the new venue of the semifinals and finals, the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Try to lob it down low to Colton Hackbart, and Jason Nichols got a hand on it. Knocks it out of there. Another steal. Weber up the floor. Kicks it in the corner to Tolles. Tries to get it onto the low post. Janicek, reverse it left side. Clay Weber with it once again. Trying to lose his defender. Wraps it around to Cody Janicek, who buries an 8-footer. And even the guys off the bench have no problem finding that cylinder and putting it through. Second bucket for Cody Janicek. Elwood on the high post. Swing it right side. There's Gittison. Gittison dribbles into the corner. Needs some help as he picks his dribble up. Gives it off to Feeney. Feeney guarded out there by Casey Janicek. Knocked away from behind by Tolles, and another steal. Up the floor comes Pleasanton. 3-on-2. Bounce pass to the baseline. Tolles got it to Nichols. To the trailer, Janicek. He'll put it up no good. He was kind of off balance and didn't get a real good shot up towards the rim. And it'll go out of bounds to Elwood. 2:50 to go here in the first half. All Pleasanton, 40-11. And Elwood with a basketball. Halftime in Manhattan. It's Kansas State 31, Nebraska 17 at the half. Currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Here's a long three-pointer, Weber. It's going to be off the mark for the Pirates. So the rebound grabbed in there by Cody Janicek. Janicek will hand it off to Nichols. Nichols will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass right wing. Get it over to Weber. Weber on the high post, Janicek to Janicek, and Cody is mauled down low, and it almost went in. I'm not even sure he shot it. He got fouled so hard that the ball popped up on the rim. And the foul is going to be on Nate Feeney, his second. Two free throws coming up now for the 6'3 senior, Cody Janicek. And his first free throw is on the way and rattles around no good. Again, coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll update you on what's going on at Overton. Recap the first game here tonight that Loomis won and give you the first half stats of our ball game. Second free throw, no good. And Nate Feeney will pull down the rebound. Up the floor they come. Ball knocked away, and Elwood can't get a shot away. Here comes Pleasanton into the front court. Weber gives it off. They try to go right back to Clay. Clay wasn't looking for it. And Pleasanton will commit their first turnover of quarter number two. Elwood will get the basketball in to Spencer Gittison. Gittison will come across the timeline. 2 minutes to go, first half. Spencer weaves his way through traffic to the glass. Finger roll, no, off the front of the rim. And Nichols will get the rebound here for Pleasanton. Jason quickly into the front court. Tries to get it to Tolles. Tolles was looking to shoot before he caught it and threw his hands out of bounds. In for Pleasanton, Caden Zwiener, John Colsheen will both check into the ball game here with a minute 50 to go in the first half. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and Elwood, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Down on the low block, trying to find somewhere to get the ball, Spencer Gittison hands it off to Feeney. Feeney leaves it off on a pick and roll, and nobody rolled. Another Elwood turnover. Now the ball is deflected away, and Pleasanton gives it right back. Fire it underneath to Weber. Weber doesn't like to shoot it, apparently. Kicks it back out top to Hackbart, and his pass into the corner goes out of bounds. Frustration starting to set in for the Pirates, and checking back into the ballgame, Jacob Schmeckle and Wyatt Robb. 1:22 to go here before half. The score remains 40-11. It's been that way here for over a minute. So Pleasanton has actually went a couple of possessions without scoring here. Nichols brings it across the timeline. On the right elbow to Weber. Weber into the paint. Puts the nine-footer up. No good. Rebound comes down to the Pirates. Schmeckle grabs it. Into the front court comes Weber with the dribble. The 6'4 junior brings it to the free throw line. Stops. Fires it into the paint. Fadeaway jumper from seven. Won't go for Robb. Rebound brought down by Cody Janicek. Outlet pass to Weber. Into the front court with under a minute to go in the half. Pass stolen away by Schmeckle. Schmeckle up the floor. Numbers aren't there. Finds his trailer Weber. Pulls up for the three. Fouled on the three. And the foul will be on Clay Weber. And three free throws coming up here for Jonathan Weber. Looking for his first point of the basketball game with 45 seconds to go here in the first half. And the free throw is on the way and good. First one down, two more to go. Second free throw coming up now for Weber. And it's on the way, and it's good. One more coming now for the junior. And Elwood's going to check in a couple of new faces. Blake Summer, well, he wanted to come in. Maybe they're putting him in for the shooter. Aaron Wiseman checks in with 45 seconds to go here. And now the third free throw on the way by Weber. Good, and we hit them all. Jonathan Weber hits all three free throws. He'll now check out of the ball game, and Summer will come in. 40-14, Pleasanton. 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Bulldog basketball. Nichols will bring it across. Give it to Weber on the right side of the key. Elwood trying to pick him up in a man-to-man. Back to Weber, right wing. Backs away. Throws it into the paint this time to Colsheen. Faces the basket, can't get a shot away, kicks it back out. 25 seconds to go, back cut, Nichols catches, throws one up, and the rebound fought for, tip back into play. It ends up in the hands of Caden Zwiener somehow. Now a shot from the outside, no good by Weber, and Schmeckle has the rebound for Elwood. 10 seconds to go. Elwood into the front court, bounce pass on the low post, got it into Robb, kicked away, picked up by Pleasanton, and from half court, they try to get a shot away. They fumble it away, and that will take us to halftime. So Pleasanton got out early, and they are running away with this one at the half. It's the 1-8 matchup in the boys' quarterfinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. It is Pleasanton 40 and Elwood 14. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute here on Classic Hits.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Pleasanton High School, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. It's all Pleasanton here at the half, leading Elwood 40-14. Earlier tonight in our first quarterfinal, it was Loomis taking care of Elm Creek 46-35. Elm Creek started the game on a 9-1 run and led it most of the first half. Loomis got the last shot of the first half, scored, and took a 24-23 lead into the halftime locker room. They had the lead for a total of about 20 seconds total in that first half, but they never gave it up in the second half. Elm Creek held to just 12 second half points. Five of them, all the points they scored in the fourth quarter came from Jacob Bartling, who led them with 9 points and 11 rebounds. 8 points from Zach Crowley, 7 from Kyler Beck. Luke Areta had 6 points and 9 rebounds. Elm Creek falls to 7-8 on the season, and they've got 2 Friday games remaining. They'll host Amherst a week from Friday, and then they head to Elwood on the 18th for the regular season finale. For Loomis, they improved to 10-4 on the season, as this game was tied at 28 midway through the third quarter, and Loomis went on a 15-3 run, eventually an 18-7 run to end the ball game, and went at 46-35. They're now 10-4. Clay McNall, 12 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. Jamison Bartruff, 10 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 block. 9 points tonight for Parker Lindstrom for Loomis in the balanced effort. And for Loomis after the conference tournament, they still got some games to play. Now they're going to play Pleasanton, it would appear, in the semifinals at 6:15 Friday night at the Vero Event Center. And, of course, they always play Pleasanton the next-to-last game of the season. When they get done with the conference tournament, Loomis will actually get to go home. They've only had one home game in the month of January, but the final three are at home, and they're not easy. Eustace Farnham, Pleasanton, and then Maxwell, who has struggled a little bit. But one thing is Steve Johnson and the Wolves have already headed back home on that near-hour bus trip home. One thing that he told us as we talked to him after the ball game was that they're going to have to make free throws if they hope to win any more basketball games this year. They struggled from the line, something like 13-31, and lost to Alma by 1 point a week ago. And tonight, they were 7-20, including a stretch of missing 9 in a row. They were 4-16 in the second half, and Kalen Anderson actually made the last couple there. So at one point, they were 2-14. In the second half from the line, and Loomis able to overcome that by forcing 28 Elm Creek turnovers and winning the game 46-35. On the other side of the bracket, it was a low-scoring first half in Overton as SEM and Eustace Farnham were knotted at 13 all at halftime, and then as the third quarter played out, Eustace Farnham finally pulled away, got up by 9 and won the game by 7, 41-34. Eustace Farnham was a winner tonight in their ball game over SEM. And at the half, Overton and Axtell are trying to get some things going. And after Axtell had a 10-5 lead at the end of one, Overton woke up in the second quarter. At the half, Overton 25 and Axtell 17 at the half. So Overton outscoring Axtell 20-7 in the second quarter to go up 25-17. The winner of that game plays Eustace Farnham Friday night at 8 o'clock at the Viero Event Center. We'll take a break and give you the first half stats of our game, which Pleasanton leads over Elwood 40-14 in a minute.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
And welcome back to Pleasanton High School. We want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports and, of course, to the entire staff here at Pleasanton, Ron Wymore, Ricky Westland, and the entire crew for their hospitality. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers of our ball game, starting with the Elwood Pirates. Jacob Smekley has 2 rebounds. Colton Hackbart has 3 points and 2 rebounds. Carl Einsvar, 2 points and a rebound. Nate Feeney, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Jonathan Weber, 3 points, and Adrian Eggers has 2 points. 3 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Free throw shooting, well, the only time they've been to the line was when Weber got fouled on the 3 in the last minute of the half, and he hit them all. 3-point shooting, 1-of-1 in the first, 0-of-2 in the second. Turnovers have been a big problem for Elwood. 9 in each quarter. Now, Feeney does have 2 fouls, nobody else with more than 1. Elwood had 7 points in each quarter, and at the half, the Pirates have 14 points, 7 rebounds, 3 out of 3 at the free throw line, 1-of-3 from 3-point land, and 18 turnovers. We'll look at Pleasanton's numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Take a look at the first half numbers for Pleasanton. Jason Nichols has a rebound. Austin Pates, 5 points. Cole Pritchard, 11 points, 5 rebounds. Caleb Pritchard, 6 points and a rebound. Colin Janicek, 6 points. Slide down to Garrett Reese, 8 points and a rebound. Caden Zwiener has a rebound. Casey Janicek has a rebound. Cody Janicek, 4 points, 3 rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting, 0-of-1 in the first, 0-of-2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2-of-5 in the first, 1-of-1 in the second. Turnovers, 2 in the first, 4 in the second. Pleasanton had 24 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second at the half, 40 points, 13 rebounds, 0-of-3 at the free throw line, 3-of-6 from 3-point land, and 6 turnovers. And the top seed, Pleasanton, leads Elwood at the half, 40-14. Also, the Husker basketball team trailing 34-20 with 18.5 to go in the ball game down at Kansas State. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Second half is next.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And the second half is underway on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. It will be Pleasanton ball. Pates comes down the lane, missed the shot, but an offensive rebound by Cole Pritchard. They'll get it back to Cole in the right-hand corner, passes up the shot, reverse it left side, get into the hands of Caleb Pritchard, back to Janicek, top of the circle, high post to Reese, trouble catching it, got rid of it right away. They'll swing it into the left-hand corner to Pates. Still kind of a cool night here at Pleasanton as Reese gives it to Pates, gets trapped on the baseline, lost the handle, Cole Pritchard saved it, and they'll try again. Pleasanton on the opening possession here of the second half of play. Back over to Pates, high post to Reese, right-hand corner, just moving the ball around quite a bit here, looking for a layup evidently because they've passed up some open shots. And with this game in control, maybe a little more changes here for Coach Giffen, seeing if their kids can do something different. Finally, they do take the 3 in the right-hand corner. It is no good by Caleb Pritchard, but a rebound brought down by Cole out to Pates. Pates, 17-footer, won't go, and Nate Feeney gets the rebound. So Pleasanton hit their first 4 shots, I believe it was, of the ball game. And here on the opening possession of the second half, they get 4 and can't make any of them. And Elwood is going to turn it over. They tried to get it to Giddison off the pick, and Spencer couldn't get to the bounce pass. 19 turnovers now for the Pirates in this contest. up the floor with it, the Bulldogs. Fire it into the left-hand corner. Get it inside to Pates. He's trapped on the low block, trying to find a way to get it to Reese. Passes it off the leg of a Pirate out of bounds to save the possession. Bulldog basketball underneath their own hoop. And they'll throw it up to Reese on the high post. Goes right back underneath. Short little jumper up and in for Caleb Pritchard. So Caleb, who took it out, got it fired right back to him. His 8 points and our first points of the second half, 42-14. 6:15 to go here in the third quarter of play. And Pates goes for the steal. It's knocked out of bounds. Back into Elwood's hands here as they'll throw it in. I think somebody forgot to shut a door. It dropped like 20 degrees in the gym here since halftime ended. Elwood with a basketball on the right wing. Trying to bounce pass it in. Gettison to get it to his big fella, Einspire, but it's knocked away. And they'll take it out underneath their own hoop. Elwood ball underneath the bucket. Looking to throw it in. Throws it up top to Hackbart. Colden trying to find a screen, lobs it down low to Feeney. Feeney into the hands of Gittison. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Backside rebound brought down by Colin Janacek. Janacek outlet, gives it into the hands of Pates. Nice his way down the paint, no good. Reese got the rebound, missed the putback, and Carl Einspar has it in there for Elwood. 5:35 to go in the third quarter, 42-14. Pleasanton leads Elwood. In the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Quarterfinal tomorrow night here on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholic at Ord Boys Quarterfinals Luplat Conference Tournament. The Fort Kearney Conference Girls Semifinals will be on ESPN 1460. All the games on the web, just like they are tonight, as Elwood has it knocked away. Up the floor with it comes Janacek. Nobody gets in his way, so he goes right down the middle, lays it up and scores, and he's got 8 points. 44-14, long pass to the other end. Elwood and Feeney didn't see it. Out of bounds it goes. And a tough one tonight here for the Pirates. They just can't get anything going. Now they don't get back on defense, and that's not going to make Coach Bonjoff very happy. And an easy layup for Caleb Pritchard. You don't want him to quit trying because he'll pull them all and sub in five new guys. Both teams got to play most of their suited-up players in the first half with the score differential. On the baseline, Feeney. Feeney makes a nice move into the paint. Pull-up jumper stuck on the iron. No good. Offensive rebound underneath. Put up by Gittison. No good. And Reese will come out of there with it for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Pleasanton slows it down. Throws it over the top of the zone. Good no-look bounce pass into Reese, who makes one too many passes. And it's stolen away. Feeney comes out of there with the steal. Pleasanton with their seventh turnover. Reese trying to spread the wealth here a little bit. He's got 8 points in the game, and we've seen him get over 20 numerous occasions here. Einspar and Pates, and Pates, the little water bug, got it away from him. Up the floor they come, and it's going to be taken right back by Clay Weber. Jonathan Weber. Clay is on the Pleasanton team, and the shot off the mark by Gittison, no good, and it's starting to look more like a town team game right now as Cole Pritchard brings the ball up the floor. Not a lot of offensive sets either way. Bulldogs taking a lot more time on their possessions, and it's working the clock. Elwood has yet to score here in the third quarter. Pleasanton has put up 6 points. Driving Cole Pritchard tried to force it into Garrett Reese, and it's going to be knocked away. And a travel by Elwood trying to get up the floor. And here comes a whole host of new folks into the ball game. I think Pleasanton has lost interest as well. They got a little sloppy there over the last couple minutes. And checking back into the ball game, both Casey and Cody Janacek. Jason Nichols, Clay Weber, and the fifth man is going to be Derek Tolles, and he'll throw it in. 3.5 to go, third quarter, 46-14, Pleasanton. Pass it to the right side, into the hands of Clay Weber, back up top, Nichols. Sticking in that 2-3 zone, the Elwood Pirates. And nobody's shooting over the top of it right now for Pleasanton. On the high post to Janacek. Cody's turnaround jumper blocked by Jonathan Weber. Weber takes it away, gives it up to Gittison. Gittison tries to get down the floor, and he's going to be fouled. Our first foul of the second half. The foul will be on Jason Nichols. That's only the third foul of the game on Pleasanton as a team. And it'll be Elwood ball underneath their own hoop. Looking to throw it in is going to be Hackbart. He'll lob it out on the right wing. Got it to Wyatt Robin, and it's taken out of his hands. And to the other end, Clay Weber with the left-handed layup up and in. Weber with his first bucket. 48-14. And here comes Elwood into the front court. On the right side of the basketball, a pull-up three, Weber. It's around and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Nate Feeney puts it up. It's going to be blocked by Janicek. And the ball rattling around, picked up again for another three that is no good by Hackbart. Another offensive rebound and a foul called on Pleasanton. Spencer Gittison is going to get to go to the foul line after Casey Janicek committed the foul. And the first of two free throws now for Gittison, looking for his first points of the evening. It's up and it is in. First point of the second half comes at the 2:35 mark of the third quarter for Elwood. 48-15. Second free throw up, and it is in. And another substitution coming into the ball game. Here comes Jacob Schmeckley back in. So out there Schmeckley, and now Adrian Eggers is checked back into the ball game. Wyatt Robbs out there for Elwood, Jonathan Weber, and also Colton Hackbart, the five on the floor defensively for the Maroon and black of the Elwood Pirates. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Try to get it into Janicek. He's sandwiched. The ball taken away by Wyatt Robb. 10th turnover of the ball game for Pleasanton. And Elwood will get it to Eggers on the right wing. Double team. They come out of the paint to guard him. The whole 10 players are right of the key. And so Weber's going to dribble it to the left side and reset it to Eggers. Free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound corralled by Casey Janicek. And then he kicks it off his foot out of bounds. And it will be Elwood basketball. And Pleasanton wants to call a timeout. Really hasn't been anything going on here in the third quarter. There's a lot of game left, and so Coach Bill Giffen wants to get his second teamers to execute correctly. And with 1:55 to go in the third quarter of play, it is Pleasanton 48, Elwood 16. We'll be right back.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids' menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
Come back to action here at the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Quarterfinals. Elwood will have the basketball on the low post. Eggers, pump fake, turnaround jumper is blocked by Cody Janicek. They're going to call it a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Elwood on the held ball. And they'll try it again underneath. Throwing it in his Hackbart into the corner. 419-footer. And it is up no good by Weber. Rebound brought down by Derek Tolles. Up the floor come the Pleasanton Bulldogs. To the high post to Cody Janicek. Right side Weber to Casey Janicek. And into the corner they go to Jason Nichols. Trying to move the ball a little quicker here. That's what Coach Giffen wanted to see. And they do, but they end up turning it over. And here comes Elwood. 2-on-2. Try to get it to Schmeckley. The bounce pass is kicked away by Pleasanton. And Elwood will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Throwing it in will be Wyatt Robb. Robb will kick it into the corner to Hackbart. Out on the wing to Schmeckley. Up top, Weber. Jonathan Weber. Couple of dribbles to the right side. Leaves it off there in the corner for Robb. Down low, Egger on Janicek. Put it up. It won't roll over the rim. And a rebound brought down by Cody Janicek. His fourth. Up to Tolles all the way to the hoop. Lays it up and in. Derek Tolles will get a bucket. And that makes it 50-16, Pleasanton with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Elwood ball on the left wing, Schmeckley. Up tops it goes, down the right side. A running shot, one-hander is going to be off the mark that time by Hackbart. And Cody Janicek will have the rebound. Into the front court, they'll give it to Clay Weber. Swings it to Nichols. Down to 30 seconds to go. Reverse it over to Tolles. That back door wide open right now for the Bulldogs. They tried to sneak Nichols down there, but nobody could see him. And here's a shot going to be blocked out of there by Jonathan Weber. The jumper up at the free-throw line. It's swatted all the way out of bounds. Into the ball game now for Elwood. Blake Summer, Jake Rogers will check in. 19 seconds to go here in the quarter. And Pleasanton with a basketball. probably going to get the last shot here of the quarter. On the right side, Weber trying to post up Cody Janicek. Janicek comes out and sets the screen. Pick and roll. Passes off the mark. Ball is loose and picked up by Rogers. Down to 4 seconds. Rogers gets across the timeline. Tries to get a shot away at the horn. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Pleasanton 50, Elwood 16. We head to the fourth quarter in a minute on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Elwood, Pleasanton.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location in 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
We head to the fourth quarter. Pleasanton will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Put their starters back in for a couple of minutes and they turn it over. Jonathan Weber makes a nice steal. He'll drive in and be fouled. So Weber steps up and makes a nice play to start the fourth quarter of play. And the foul will be on Colin Janicek, his first. And Weber will go to the line to shoot two. So Jonathan Weber, who has 3 points, will miss this one. At the before he shot that, I was going to say the bright spot for Elwood tonight, they had made all 5 of their free throws while Pleasanton was 0 of 3. Second free throw on the way, and that won't go either. Offensive rebound. Ofini had it for just a moment. Taken away by Colin Janicek. The ball goes all the way to the other end and out of bounds. And they're going to give possession to Pleasanton. Pleasanton is led in scoring by Cole Pritchard with 11. 10 for Caleb Pritchard of the ball game. 8 for Garrett Reese. For Elwood, 4 points for Nate Feeney. They have just 16 points in the ball game, and their 2 points in the third quarter were from the free throw line. So they're still looking for their first field goal, and Pleasanton throws it away again. 15th turnover, picked up and scored on a left-handed layup by Spencer Giddison. So there is the first bucket of the second half for Elwood. Pleasanton quickly gets back up the floor here. Reese kicks it back out to the trailer, Caleb Pritchard, to Janicek, right back to Caleb. And Pleasanton really just hasn't done anything in the second half at all. Just 10 points. Here's a give and go to Reese, but a foul is going to be called on Pritchard. Cole with the charge. He drove the baseline hard on the right side for that give and go, and he ran over the defender and picks up his first foul. Foul's not a problem in this ball game for either team. In fact, Elwood hasn't even been called for one here in the second half. With it in the left-hand corner is going to be Carl Einspar. Einspar tries to get it inside. The ball is knocked away. Elwood now with 25 turnovers in the ball game, 7 in the second half. Driving in is going to be Colin Janicek. Leaves it off for Pritchard. Cole up to Caleb. Back to Cole on the left side of the key. Skip pass right side. Get it down into Reese. Knocked away Feeney, and the ball knocked out of there for the steal. So Feeney creates the steal. Giddison long pass to Weber. Kicks it back out on the wing to Hackbart. He'll find Giddison. Backs his way in on the right side. Now picks his dribble up, and they'll have to reset. On the right side with it is going to be Nate Feeney. Now the ball taken away and an uncontested layup. Janicek at the other end. Colin will score, and he's got 10 points. The first points of the fourth quarter for Pleasanton. 52-18. Bulldogs ran away with this early. They were up 24-7 after one and 40-14 at the half. Elwood goes to the baseline to Feeney. Feeney, turnaround jumper, elevates, shoots, won't go. Einspar battling for the loose ball. It goes out of bounds off of him and will belong to Pleasanton. Don't forget, when we're all done, it will be the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats and get you set for what's going on Friday night. Jumper no good. Rebound brought down by Jonathan Weber. That's actually his first one of the ball game, according to my count. Nebraska, who was down big early, trying to claw their way back in it at Kansas State in a very low-scoring game. But just as I say that, K-State hits a three. out on the left wing. The jumper is up. No good. Rebound, Reese. Reese, baseball pass to the other end. Pates is there. Pates puts it up and scores. And Austin now with 7 points. Get you a score on that Huskers in just a second here. Right now, Weber has it. About ready to see some more subs for Pleasanton. Elwood at the high post. Feeney gives it off there to Gittison. Gittison going to go with a little running hook. It's no good. The ball is tipped out to Cole Pritchard. Pritchard up the floor. He'll give it off to Caleb. Caleb in the paint. Lost it. There's a foul. Reese will go to the line. Garrett Reese to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. The foul on Spencer Gittison will be his second. It's the first foul of the half on Elwood. Reese home of one at the line tonight. 8 points, four rebounds, well below his season averages. But they haven't needed him tonight. And now the subs will come in. 10:39 to go in the ball game. Kansas State 49, Nebraska 34. And Axtell hanging in there. Overton 40, Axtell 32 after three quarters at Overton. Second free throw, no good. Reese. Ball is going to be picked up by Carl Einspar. 4:50 to go in our ball game, 54-18. As the three-pointer is on the way, no good by Elwood, and the rebound is going to be brought down by Jason Nichols. Nichols will hustle it up the floor, give it off to Tolles. Back to Nichols, into the paint. Bounce pass, got it down low to Reese. Reese puts it up and in. And a timeout going to be called by Pleasanton so that coach can get Garrett Reese out of the ball game and get Janicek in. 4:32 to go in the contest. It's Pleasanton 56, Elwood 18. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. As always, we want to thank the sponsors, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Doug Duda with you here for the final 4.5 minutes of our quarterfinal contest. That has been Pleasanton's all from the start. They jumped out 7-0 and haven't looked back. Elwood does get it underneath to Einspar. Einspar finds some room, puts it up, and in. 4 points in the ball game for Carl, and it's 56-20 in favor of the Bulldogs. Patience here by Pleasanton as they've got the second five of the ball game at the high post. Janicek, Cody needs to get out of the paint. Does, gives it off the Tolles. Clock continues to run under 4 minutes to go. Weber in the right corner, picks his dribble up, needs some help, wants to step through the double team, just throws it towards the hoop, and it's picked up there by his teammate, and it's put up and in traffic by Derek Tolles. Tolles was just falling down and threw it up, and it went in. You'll win a lot of games a horse that way, and now a steal. And to the other end, the shot's going to be blocked again by Jonathan Weber. And on the fight for the loose ball, it goes out of bounds. And here is going to be a fresh five of the ball game for Coach Bonjoff and the Elwood Pirates. We'll set those five, and we'll tell you that Caden Zwiener and John Colsheen coming in. Of course, in the conference tournament, you only suit up 12. Normally, Pleasanton suits up 15 kids for varsity, but in the conference tournament, you're limited to suiting up 12. Right now, though, Elwood has the basketball. You've got Jake Rogers and Jacob Schmeckley and Adrian Eggers and Wyatt Robb out there. Also Blake Summer. They're the five on the floor. And Summer has it at the top of the circle. Everybody looking to get their name in the scorebook if they can get a bucket here. And Tolles is going to step in front, make an outstanding steal. And up the floor they come for Nichols' runner that will not go in this time. The follow shot, though, is up and in by John Colsheen, I believe. Picked that one up underneath and scored. We'll give him credit for it. Check the book later. In fact, I can see now they're looking down at the scorers table. They don't know who scored it either. There was three red and white jerseys in a miss of about four Elwood players, and they're trying to decide who scored that. Now the ball knocked away, but picked back up by Speckley in the backcourt. Up the floor he'll come. 60-20 Pleasanton. Elwood on the left wing. Ball kicked away. It's going to go out of bounds off of the pot. Oh, no, they're going to say it's off of Pleasanton. And back into the ball game, Cody Janicek and Clay Weber. So it looks like Coach Giffen just going to kind of rotate these final seven over the last 3.5 minutes of the ball game. Elwood ball on the sideline, and it'll be Jake Rogers to throw it in. To Schmeckley, to Robb, They clear it out for him, trying to let him drive and shoot, put it up, no good. And the ball is brought down by Cody Janicek. He actually has 6 rebounds in the game, second leading rebounder behind Cole Pritchard, who has 9. Bulldogs into the front court. Cole Sheen in the right-hand corner. They lob it underneath. The short jumper will not go by Zwiener. Ball being knocked around. Loose ball picked up by Tolles. And they'll have to get Cole Sheen out of the paint to run the ball now. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. 2 minutes to go. High post, Cole Sheen. Cole Sheen decides to take it at the hoop. They let it go. Ball's going to be knocked away. I guess we'll call that a block shot. Adrian Eggers was one of the two guys in there that got a hand on it. And Rogers has it for the Pirates. On the left wing to Wyatt Robb. Into Eggers. Eggers tries to get the shot away. Does. Puts it up and it rolls in. Adrian Eggers with his second bucket of the ball game. 60-22. Pleasanton with the lead. A minute 30 to go. Pleasanton will play Loomis at 6:15 on Friday night at the Vero Event Center. You'll hear it on ESPN Radio. Cole Sheen has it taken away. And up the floor comes Rogers. Rogers works his way into the paint. Throws the shot up off the glass. No good. The rebound brought down by Zwiener. And Caden will push the ball up the floor himself. Now firing into the left-hand corner to Weber. And Rogers tries to get the steal. He does get out of there with it. And here comes Elwood. 2-on-2. Rob's going to take it all the way in. And we've got some fouls, some contact. They will blow the whistle this time. And some free throws coming up. And the foul on Derek Tolles. And at the line is going to be Wyatt Robb to shoot 2 free throws. A chance to get in the score column here with 1:01 to go. And the first free throw is on the way and in. Makes it 60-23. And the second free throw. Waiting, and it's up and bouncing off the iron. No good. Rebound pulled down by Pleasanton's Cody Janicek again, his 7th. Under a minute to go in the ball game. Pleasanton playing out the streak here with Elwood. 50 seconds left. With it is Nichols. Open 3, but he doesn't even look to take it. Into Cole Sheen, tries to get it back to Nichols, and it's going to go out of bounds. Into the ball game now for Elwood is going to be Aaron Wiseman again. And Pleasanton will throw it in. Cole Sheen with it. Gets it on the right wing. To Janicek now on the baseline. Puts it up, no good. Cole Sheen taps it out of there. Still fighting for the loose ball. Rogers trying to get it. And it's going to be controlled there by Jason Nichols. Nichols will go underneath to Janicek and he'll be fouled. Cody will go to the line and shoot 2 free throws with 28 seconds remaining. 60-23. Schmeckley with the foul. And Cody Janicek missed a couple of free throws in the first half. But here he'll nail this one. 5 points for Cody. One of the senior Janiceks. Blake Summer re-enters the ball game. 61-23. Second free throw. No good. The rebound comes into the hands of Summer. And Elwood should have one more possession before this ball game wraps up. Up the floor with it is Wiseman. Wiseman comes down, dishes it off to Summer. Knocked out of his hands by Cole Sheen. Out of bounds, Elwood will try again. Under their own hoop with 18 seconds. Aaron Wiseman to throw it in. There's the lob into the middle of the lane. It's caught. Summers fouled by Cole Sheen. John with his first personal foul, and Blake Summer will go to the line and try and shoot 2. Elwood with 2 games remaining after tonight at Axtell and home against Elm Creek. It'll be 5-12 as the free throw is no good. Second free throw here for the freshman, Blake Summer. On the way, and it hits the front of the rim. And the rebound brought down by Cole Sheen. And Pleasanton can just hold the ball if they want, but it's going to be knocked away. The steal made by Jake Rogers, who wants a chance to shoot the ball. The reverse layup is no good. Coming out of there with it will be Jason Nichols, and that will be the end of the ball game. They actually threw one up from three-quarters court that went all the way around and out at the other end. But a second half that was just basically a glorified practice here this evening. Pleasanton was up 40-14 at the half, and they outscore Elwood 21-9. In the second half, Pleasanton 61, Elwood 23. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show in 1 minute.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Welcome back to Pleasanton, where it is time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. They're open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Whether you're looking for track, baseball, softball, it's all right there at Misco Sports. And little kids wrestling, they've got the shoes, they've got the headgear, they've got the knee pads and the singlets to get you going. And you want to stay warm, still a good selection of hooded sweatshirts in stock at Misco Sports. Here's a look at the final numbers for Elwood. Jacob Schmeckley had 2 rebounds in the basketball game. Spencer Gittison ends up with 4 points, 2 rebounds. Blake Summer had a rebound. Colton Hackbart, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Wyatt Robb, 1 point. Carl Einspar ends up with 4 points, 3 rebounds. Nate Feeney, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Jonathan Weber, 3 points, 1 rebound, 3 block shots. And Adrian Eggers had 4 points and a block shot. 7 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 3 in the first half, 3 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half, 0 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 18 in the first half, 9 in the second half of play. Elwood had 14 points at halftime. They scored just 9 in the second half, and they will finish with 23 points. 16 rebounds, 6 out of 11 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from 3-point land, 4 block shots and 27 turnovers. Elwood will fall to 5 and 11 on the season. And as we told you just towards the end of the game there, they have 2 games remaining. They are at Axtell on Friday the 11th and have the regular season finale at home on the 18th against Elm Creek. We'll look at Pleasanton's final numbers in a minute on the Misco Sports postgame show.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. We'll talk with Pleasanton coach Bill Giffen in just a moment, but here are the final numbers that we had for the Bulldogs. Jason Nichols, 4 rebounds. Austin Pate, 7 points. Cole Pritchard, 11 points, 9 rebounds, and that was a team high in both categories. But it was very balanced, of course, in the ball game tonight. Caleb Pritchard, 10 points, 1 rebound. Colin Janicek, 10 points, 2 rebounds. Caden Zwiener, 2 rebounds. Clay Weber scored 2 points. Derek Tolles, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Garrett Reese, 10 points, 4 rebounds. John Colsheen, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Casey Janicek, 2 rebounds and a block. And Cody Janicek ends up with 5 points and 7 rebounds in the basketball game. Rebounding, 13 in the first half, 23 in the second half. I think that's 15 in the first half, excuse me. And that would make it 21 in the second half. Free throw shooting, that's one place Pleasanton still wants to get better. They were 0 of 3 in the first half and 1 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, 0 of 1 in the second half, turnovers 6 of the first half, and 13 in the second half, but most of that second half played by the bottom 7 on Coach Giffen's team here. 40 points in the first half, 21 in the second half. Pleasanton finishes with 61 points, 36 rebounds, 1 out of 7 at the free throw line. They were 3 of 7 from 3-point land in the basketball game, had 2 block shots and 19 turnovers. 7th-ranked Pleasanton improves to 13-3 on the season with a 61-23 win over Elwood. They will play Loomis. And anytime you say Pleasanton-Loomis, that perks the ears up. 6:15 Friday night at the Viero Event Center, and you'll hear all those games on ESPN 1460 and the web, kkpr.com, espnsuperstation.com. They're all there. You can listen on the web just as easy as the radio, and we'll have those for you. All the girls and boys Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Coach, I guess I don't know what you say about this ball game. It was one of those things, I guess I made the comment right off the bat, when a team comes in here and tries to pull an upset, they don't want you guys making your shots right away. And it seems like every time you got a little bit of an advantage over a team, you come out and hit shots right away. You hit your first four, force a timeout, and it just never gets any closer. You continue to kind of take the will away from Elwood tonight. Second half, maybe kind of a glorified practice. You got a lot of your kids out there maybe trying to run some different sets. It's a win, and that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, it was our number one thing we were talking about coming into this game was start strong, you know. And we didn't the first time we played Elwood back in December. They were ahead by 8, you know, early. And so we knew we needed to come out with energy and some real purpose, that we need to get it done right off the bat. And to the kids' credit, they did that.
And with the tournament being pushed back a day because of the weather, that gives you one less day of practice, one less day of rest when you're going to play 3 games during the week. In this case, 3 games in 4 days. It's good that the starters didn't get pushed to the very end.
Yeah, and they should have been rested. We didn't have school yesterday and no practice, so there's one practice today.
That's usually the worst part. No school, they don't get rested.
Yeah, well, that's true. I think I had at least one of them out looking at calves, Gavin, until midnight last night. So, you know, they won't sit inside too long, even with it being cold. But we came out ready to play, and like you said, the second half was, it's tough to get up for that. There were some things we worked on, like you said. You know, we were trying to get a little more ball pressure on our defense and move the ball, get some penetration, you know, penetrate some gaps on for their offense. But other than that, you know, it was finish it out strong and go from there.
You did call a timeout there in the second half when things just didn't get going, really. I mean, obviously you don't want to run the score up. You got the other kids in there, but you still want to see them execute. Talk about how the non-starters did in the game tonight for you.
Yeah, I thought, you know, Cody Janicek gave some good minutes, and here's a senior that had ACL surgery in the summer and came back a little early and tweaked it again, and now he's just basically out there going, so it's good to see him do some things. And I think I'll leave out somebody, but, you know, Jason Nichols has been really coming on strong, and he's got some good speed and quickness. And John Kolsheen is a freshman that's got loads of potential. So getting those guys in there, of course, I miss some guys, but Derek Tolles has been playing solid and really, you know, good for as far as first guy off the bench. And everybody had their moments and did some things well.
Well, let's look at Loomis. They forced a lot of turnovers with that pressure in the backcourt to hurt Elm Creek tonight, and then they hurt themselves by not being able to make free throws. How do you attack them now that you're going to see them kind of like the old days? You're going to see them twice in a week.
Yeah, that is deja vu there. I definitely can't tell them how to shoot free throws because we weren't very good, you know, and they struggled a little bit, but we sure did. And it'll be interesting. I mean, they've got that run and jump or that run and trap or whatever, and they can really make it a long evening if you don't do the things you're supposed to be doing against it.
Overall, feel good about where you're at with 2 games to go. I know these kids want to win a conference championship.
Well, that's the goal. That's the goal. We got, you know, a good team right in front of us, you know, we'll have on Friday night, and you got to do that. They definitely know what they're doing. They're coached well. They know that much, and they're a good team. So, it'll be a challenge. But I like where our kids are playing, and we just need to keep on doing that.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get out of here because we do have school tomorrow. So
yes, we do.
We'll see you at the event center, which ought to be fun as well, playing in a little bit bigger environment, a bigger gym, a longer gym, the college-sized gym, and I don't think that's going to give your kids any problems the way they play basketball.
Well, we've been pointing at that, and that's a good venue to play in, especially if you think you maybe have a shot at some postseason with those types of buildings. So it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope it's a success. I hope everybody comes out that is a basketball fan around the Kearney area, and even if you don't have teams in there to follow it, because I think it'll be kind of cool.
Well, Coach, we'll see you there. Congratulations on the win.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for covering.
That's Phil Giffen, head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs. We'll come back, see if we can get you a final on the Overton-Axtell game, which was close in the fourth quarter, and a Husker update as well. We'll wrap it up right after this.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Well, it's overtime going on right now at Overton, 47-47, and that will kind of take some luster off. Everybody was thinking Pleasanton and Overton would be battling state-rated teams for the championship. I know Eustace Farnham was hoping to get in there playing some better basketball of late, but Axtell-Overton, we told you at the beginning that there's a rivalry that you just can't put the fire out no matter what's going on. Axtell's been playing a little bit better lately. And Overton and Axtell are headed to overtime, tied at 47. The winner will play Eustace Farnham in the 8 o'clock semifinal on Friday night. In the girls' semifinals, Amherst will take on Elm Creek tomorrow night at 6:15. Eustace Farnham will play Wilcox Hildreth at 8. And then the Consolation Championship 2, 4, 6, and 8 Saturday, all on ESPN Radio, 1460 in the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. You can find it tomorrow night. Kearney Catholic boys are at Ord, as all of the quarterfinal games will be played in the Lou Platt Conference. We'll hit the airwaves just before 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And Kansas State leads Nebraska 61-43 with 5:41 to go in the ball game. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. Pleasanton, no problem tonight. 61-23 over Elwood, and Loomis 46-35 over Elm Creek. For our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Good night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.